B-Pod Studios.
Boston. Get up.
The Get Up Crew. Hot 96.9.
Has anybody in here ever cried after sex?
Define cry.
I'm going to play you. This happened on The Real, and this was, they were talking about just sex, and with Adrian Bylon, apparently she put it on some dude so good that he cried out.
They just overwhelmed with how much they love you or how they feel about you or how bomb you were. Like, they're just like, oh, that was amazing.
Come on. Yes. That's her trying to, like,
show off.
Right. 100%. Come on.
Yeah. So I'll ask again. Has anybody in here?
Yes.
Pebbles, you cried after sex?
Yes. Well, that's what the reason I said define cry, like, I wasn't in the corner balled up like
in the fetal position.
Yeah.
Right. It's just like, you know, some tears escape.
Like, because you were so in love?
It's the same thing that she just said. It's like being so in love and it's bomb. So.
Well, okay.
Don't talk excited, Leroy.
There's two reasons why I think people would cry. And I don't know if are they both the same? Like, is it because you're so in love and because it was bomb? Or it could be one or the other. Like, have you ever just cried because it was so good?
No.
And that's it?
No.
Like, it could be somebody you despise, but because the sex was that bomb, you cried because of it. So it's got to be both, you're saying, Pebs.
I can only speak for myself.
Yeah.
So, please, was this the first time you had sex with a dude? Because, like, if you're like,
No.
It's like months later and all of a sudden you start crying. Did you scare him?
I think I might have tried to hide it.
Because I'd be scared if, like, all of a sudden.
It is a little weird.
Having sex with someone for a while.
But, like, I mean, it's emotional.
For some, not all. I mean, there are people that can keep that wall up and make sex not be emotional at all. But,
well, if that's you, then, you know.
But there was someone on our Facebook, Romero, that said exactly what you just said, that as a guy, he did have a girl cry on him one time after sex, and he said it was so awkward, he just ignored it and kept watching TV.
That would it would scare me because I'd be like, oh, God, now if it doesn't work out, she's going to try and kill me or something like that. I'm like, she's crying. What the hell happened to her in her past? I mean, I would love for someone to be like, you put it on me so good that it made me cry. That, in theory, that sounds good.
Well, there's a difference, I think, between if you're like Pebbles, if you were in a relationship with someone and you're crying after the sex, as opposed to if you're crying after a one-night stand, then I think something's wrong there.
I mean, if it's just good sex, it's like you high-five and keep it moving.
Right.
Yeah. I mean,
imagine you have a one-night stand. And the person starts crying, right? And you're like, wow, they're really in love with me. And they say, oh, I forgot to tell you something.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.